This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Someday we're going to fix that distance problem.
Yeah, so beware, Australia.
Anyway, we are joined by Mr. Doug Contrata.
Conchatu.
See?
Common spelling.
Right out the window there.
There you go.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing this wonderful. Morning,
whatever day this is.
Hey, sunshine in Manashkosh, how can you be... do much better.
I was going to say, how can you be unhappy?
Yes, you can't.
It's lovely when you wake up to airplane noise.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Sure, we should all sleep on an airport.
Yep.
Wait a minute. In an airport, right? Anyway, you're with Young Eagles program, which has been going on for, geez, a long time now.
Since 1992.
That's amazing.
Yeah, coming up on 30 years.
Wow. Do you have a off the top of your head, do you know how many you've flown?
How about 2,423.
Wow. That's a bunch.
That's a lot of flights.
That's a couple, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love doing it. Nothing better than flying and kids, as far as I'm concerned.
What kind of airplane are you using?
Well, over the years, I've used a number of them, but, you know, right now I have an Aranca Champ that I, you know, fly a lot of kids in, along with an RV-6. But I was also... a few years ago, involved with Pioneer Airport here at EAA, and mm-hmm. flew a ton of kids in RV-6As and Glasstars and the like, and just had a wonderful time.
Now, when you're using RV-6, an experimental, do you tell the kids, and oh, by the way, I actually built this airplane?
No, because I didn't.
Okay.
I don't have the talent or the patience to build an airplane. I can fly them, though, pretty good.
Okay. Well, do you ever tell them that this is an airplane you could build? Because I'm wondering what their reaction would be on top of the first flight reaction.
Never really gone in that direction. You know, okay. Usually I'm the flying end guy.
Okay. So smiles for miles, huh?
I guarantee you, you'll have a bigger smile when you get down than when you took off.
Well, I do, and I'm older, so yeah. And I've flown before.
You know, a lot of trepidation, a lot of, you know, do I really want to do this? And, you know, one of the things that just, you know, makes me happier than all get out is when they jump out of the airplane and go, that was awesome.
Yeah, what kind of reactions do you get from the parents when they see how excited the kids are?
Oh, the parents love it. Matter of fact, the parents, you know, are more excited for most of the, or a lot of the rides than the kids are.
That's interesting.
That's... You know, parents are very protective, and you would think that they'd be a little nervous about this kind of thing. But to have them more excited than the kid is awesome.
It's kind of an interesting phenomenon, but they are. They really are. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they might push somebody a little bit more than they want to, and, you know, one of the kids. And, you know, I just have one rule when we're flying. I don't do anything you don't want to do. So if they don't want to fly, we'll come back. But you know, 99.9% fly, you know, whether they're jumping, you know, to get in the airplane or a little scared, but they all come back happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you get off the ground, that all changes.
Yep.
Do you have a lot of parents that have never flown?
Yeah, quite a few.
They're excited for the kid to go give it a shot.
Or, you know, they've flown maybe on an airline or something like that, and my comment is, that's not flying. That's sitting in a tube. This is flying.
Yeah, that's a cattle car with wings.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, the kids, do you find that as soon as you break ground, they're glued to the windows?
They're glued to everything.
they're in sensory overload.
Yeah, they're just going... Well, I actually, you know, every kid's different. You know, some are just glued to the windows. Some are, you know, their eyes closed to start out with. It runs the gamut of, you know, emotions and reactions. Now, but they all, you know, for the most part, they, you know, they really like it.
Typically, do you allow them to follow you on the controls at all?
I let them have the controls.
And what, have you ever had one that's just too scared? I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Do you talk them through that?
No. It's the rule.
Okay.
I don't make you do anything you don't want to do. So if you want to fly the airplane, I'll take my hands off. There's dual control. I point out that there's dual controls and, you know, nothing's going to happen. And I've flown, you know, a lot of young people.
Yeah,
I'm not going to let anything happen to you.
Right.
And some, you know... You know, they don't even have the seatbelt belted on, and they want to grab the controls and start working. So, again, you know, it goes all over the place. Where were we? But, yeah, so.
I thought I was the only one that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
No, they like doing it all. Or, you know, the kids, you know, vary in what they like to do, but, you know.
I imagine you've gotten ones that are, like, barely over the glare shield.
Yeah, that's why we have a lot of pillows.
Okay,
Try to get them a good view.
And you work the rudder at that point?
Pretty much the rudder is my main control. But, you know, as soon as we get to a safe altitude, I just let them have it and enjoy it. And get into some interesting, you know, attitudes, but so it's fun.
At the end of the day, you're tired, but you still smile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, nothing better than flying in kids.
Yeah, it's got to be quite a thrill.
I was going to say, how often do you get involved in Young Eagle flights?
Any chance I get. Our chapter back home in Ray, Michigan, chapter EA Chapter 13, has a flight rally every once a month from May to October. So we have that thing that, you know, lasts, you know, a good portion of the day. But I always have the permission slips, the forms, and everything, you know, near me, whether it's in the car or one of the planes. So if I can grab a kid and get mom and dad to sign, you know, we're gone. So any chance I get.
Nice.
I like it. I've always thought the Young Eagle program was a great way to get kids involved because over the years, the dynamic interaction between kids and airports has changed. Sent, you know, fences, security, it's all keeping the kids away.
And, you know, this is our future. This is what, you know, going to keep aviation going are these kids. And, you know, I can't say or do enough to, you know, like Sean Tucker says, you know, create that spark. And while we're talking about sparks, I got to do a shout out to John DeLeon. He was a Young Eagle of mine here at Pioneer Airport years and years ago. A couple years back, he looked me up. He is now a senior at University of North Dakota, a brand new minted flight instructor, and is getting ready to do his first Young Eagle rides. So, you know,
I was going to ask you.
Kind of makes me happy. I just got another student back home, a Ray scholar. He just flew his first Young Eagle. And that's where he started with Young Eagles.
I was going to ask you if you had any follow-ups.
Oh, they're the best.
That's
what you do it for. Yep.
So you definitely can say you lit the spark.
I'm proud to say that. I can't be any happier than that.
Well, being a mentor is very important in aviation, too, because the kids, a lot of them, they just don't know where to start. Young Eagles, boom, there's your launch point.
I never had any of this when I grew up.
Yeah,
exactly. The pathway was a lot harder.
Right. Well, but then you could also go up to the airport and spend a day washing airplanes for an hour of instruction, too.
Yep.
Those opportunities are long gone.
Yeah,
well, we make new ones, I hope.
I hope. Well, that's what this program is all about, for sure.
So do you always tell the kid, you know, you could do this for a living if you wanted?
Absolutely. I said, you know, the only thing you're limited by is your imagination. You can do anything you want. And, you know, flying is one of them. And that's the one great thing about, you know, the Young Eagles program. It's not just the airplane ride. There's a lot of things following up, including, you know, ground schools from our online ground schools from Sporties and scholarships and free flight lessons and stuff like that. So the Young Eagle ride is just the beginning of it.
Right. It's just the exposure.
Yep.
And once you get that going, it lights the spark and they're off and running.
They're off and running. Not every one of them does, but when you get one, it's all worth it.
So have you had any that want to give you another ride?
I think John's trying to get me up.
There you go.
And
why not?
And I'd be happy to go with him.
Yeah, why not? You get to look out the window for once.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so that's what's down there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the thing of it being a mentor is very important these days because kids have more distractions than ever before with technology and everything.
That's our biggest competition, you know, trying to get them off of the control box.
But now, wait a minute. How many have you had that have flown Flight Simulator, Microsoft, this, and they already have more knowledge than you'd expect of the aircraft?
I know the ones that do it. You know, I let them have the controls, and they're just like rock solid. I said, you fly Flight Simulator? Oh, yeah.
Well, don't try that looping under the bridge thing, okay?
Yeah, not today.
I was going to say, YouTube is full of adventures from Flight Simulator that you should not try in real life.
Right. Exactly. You plan to do it as long as you can?
As long as I can.
Wow. Whether it's your airplane or someone else's.
Any chance, any kid, any airplane, any time.
Wow, that sounds like a bumper sticker.
It does. Sounds like a motto to live by, too.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Especially when it comes to taking kids up in planes.
That is, do you tour? I mean, do you try and give Young Eagle rides anywhere? Or strictly
we've gone to other airports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where my wife and I vacation in Iowa. I got a pack of the forms in the plane. So, you know, wherever I can find a kid.
Wow.
So
she's like, all right, now I got to get all my luggage out of the back.
Yeah. That's all right.
Hey, it's well worth the effort.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And I want to thank Phillips 66 for this wonderful leadership award. Kind of a surprise.
Well, you earned it.
Yep.
It wasn't given. You earned it.
Yeah. Yep. It was a lot of hard work there and a lot of time flying kids, and it's all good.
Well, we want to thank you for stopping by. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Keep it up. You're the engine behind the machine, I guess you could say.
I was going to say the point man.
The point man.
That'll work.
Yep.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.